Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Will the Secretary please take the roll?
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
Senate, please rise for prayer. Pastor Patton of the Church of Christ.
Heavenly Father, we recognize that the kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to you, and we thank you and honor you for your presence in our deliberations. We thank you, dear Father, for this beautiful day that you've given us. Dear God, although we as legislators oppose one another from time to time, our desire is that the views variously expressed be for the development of real justice in our state. And we do seek to serve our state of Alaska and the people in particular effectively, whatever our positions. We're not seeking perfection, but we do seek the motivation to make our best effort. We thank you, dear God, for those who give aid in the work of our legislature. Dear Father, please keep our families safe, those of our loved ones who might be ill or in danger. We ask that they may be restored to health and safety quickly. I come to you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 79th Legislative Day and Senate Supplements 22 and 23.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 79th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement 22 and 23 be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Hackney.
Yes, Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce some students from the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus who are down here in connection with various legislative affairs, primarily because they're members of the Legislative Affairs Committee of the university. Joanne Cookley, who is a chairman, Sarah Wyatt, Ken Kadow, John Burns, and also Senate President Bill Zyback.
Further introduction. Messages from the governor.
Message of April 1, dear Mr. President. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill No. 275, Finance, Special Appropriation to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund and Providing for an Effective Date, Chapter 17. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor today.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of April 1. The House has adopted the report of the Second Pre-Conference Committee on Senate Bill No. 161 amended and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 161, thus adopting Pre-Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 161 relating to the Alaska Permanent Fund, to non-renewable resource revenues, to legislative oversight, and providing for an effective date with a vote of 34-2. The House has passed the following and they are transmitted. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution No. 85 by the Resources Committee, endorsing a conservative approach by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in the management of the offshore herring fishery north of 56 degrees north latitude.
Resources.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill No. 346 by the Resources Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Fishing Area Markers.
Resources.
House Bill Number 908, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, an act relating to the merit principle in state employment.
State Affairs.
Those are the House messages this morning.
Are there any communications?
There is forwarded from the Secretary of State of Arizona Senate Concurrent Resolution 1002, urging the United States Congress to achieve a federal land settlement with the state of Alaska that is agreeable to that state, and to adopt other policies with respect to federal lands which would respect the state's interests.
I'd say keep it in the Secretary's office. And we should have a letter of thank you to the Secretary of State.
That's the only communication this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 39, America's Small and Independent Businesses, and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Kelly signed, do pass. Senator Sturgiewski signed, no recommendation. SJR 39 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 239, Alcoholic Beverages, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with the same title and a sectional analysis, which has been distributed to the senators and is also in Senate Supplement Number 23. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senators Ray and Meehlin signed, do pass. Senator Dankworth signed, no recommendation. SS for SB 239 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Bill Number 406, Age Limits under Title IV, Alcoholic Beverages, and reports it back as follows. A majority of the committee recommends do not pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring, Senator Ray and Senator Meehlin. Senator Ray signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Dankworth signed do pass. SB 406 has no further referral.
Rules.
Senator, Mr. President.
Senator, please come back to order. Senator Sackett.
I'd like to raise the rest of the Treasury Finance.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 468, Foreign Trade Zones, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring, Senators Kelly, Ferguson, and Sturgiewski. SB 468 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Judiciary Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 62, amended, Federal Census, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring, Senators Meehlin and Dankworth. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. HCR 62 amended has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 54 amended, ratification of the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty. And the majority of the committee recommends do pass with amendment. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring, Senators Ray, Meehlin, and Dankworth. HCR 54 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 261, Physical Therapists. Senate Bill 377, Highway Safety. Senate Bill Number 514, amending the classification of the criminal provision relating to cruelty to animals. And House Bill Number 446, terminating existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners on January 1, 1981, and recommends they be placed on the April 2 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring, Senator Ziegler, Coleman, Tillian, and Sumner. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
We have the special committee reports.
Special committee report, Second Free Conference Committee, March 31, 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Second Free Conference Committee, which has had Senate Bill Number 161 amended, requiring state agencies intending to submit grant applications to the federal government to notify certain committees of the legislature in advance, and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 161, Non-Renewable Resource Revenues to Legislative Oversight, under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 161, Alaska Permanent Fund to Non-Renewable Resource Revenues to Legislative Oversight, be adopted. Signed, Senate Members Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Ray, Senator Killian, House Members, Representative Gardner, Chairman, Representative Cotton, Representative Haugen.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the Free Conference Committee report.
It's been moved that the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 161 be adopted. Are you ready for the question?
Right.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Free Conference Committee, shall the second Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 161 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 nays.
So the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 161 has been adopted. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of second Free Conference Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 161 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Madam Secretary?
Under resolutions, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 by all members of the Senate relating to the 14th annual Boys State at Camp Carroll.
State Affairs.
That is the only resolution today.
Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 540 by the Rules Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency for additional expenses of the legislative session and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
That is the only bill this morning.
It brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 261 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to physical therapists. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiolowski, Coletta, Behrenkamp, and Ferguson. Labor and Management waived referral. I have no, there is a committee substitute.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Hess Committee substitute. These are primarily housekeeping changes that were made in the bill while it was in Hess, and I'll speak to the body of the bill during debate on it.
Are there any objections to the adoption of the committee substitute? If not the committee substitute, Senate Bill 261 is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 261 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to physical therapists. I have no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 261, an act relating to physical therapists.
Senator Ferguson. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Hackney.
Yes, Mr. President, on Senate Bill 261, the to begin with, the Audit Committee recommended that the State Physical Therapy Board should be continued. However, they suggested some considerable changes in the manner of handling the regulation They preferred that it be done by licensure rather than regulation, and suggested other statutory additions that should be made in that board. Those have been accommodated in this bill. It changes the membership of the State Physical Therapy Board and deletes the provision for staggered terms. They'd serve for 4 years. Changes registration and inserts licensing throughout the bill. It takes away from the Physical Therapy Board the responsibility for conducting examinations for applicants. It adds a new section relating to the licensure of foreign trained therapists, increases the application and the licensure fee, and provides that licenses shall be renewed every 4 years rather than every 2 years. And a license may not be renewed unless the applicant demonstrates his competence as a physical therapist or a physical therapy assistant in a manner established by the board.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 377 by Senators Ray, Coletta, and Curtula, an act relating to highway safety. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Dankworth, Meeland, and Bennett. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Judiciary Committee substitute pass with an amendment and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett. Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Homan, Ray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted. Move the bill.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 377 is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 377 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to transportation safety. There is an amendment number one by the Senate Finance Committee on page 2, delete lines 6 through 9 and insert 3. Six members from the legislature, at least one from each house, renumber the existing 5 to 4.
Move and ask unanimous consent to adopt.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 377 amended be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 377 amended, an act relating to transportation safety.
Senator Stimson, you wish the floor.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask what the fiscal note on this is.
Senator Bennett.
The fiscal note on this bill is $10,000 this year, $10,700 next year, $11,500 the following year. So, check it for DM.
Thank you. Question?
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 377 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 377 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 514 by the Resources Committee by request, an act amending the classification of the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Dankert, Ray, Bennett, and Meeland.
Senator Ziegler. You have the floor, sir.
Very briefly, the original bill we felt on judiciary was much too tough in the penalties, and we also found as we went along that we had to break down the offense into two categories. If you look at Barry Stern's letter of March 18th, he very thoroughly explained why this had to be done. So you now have cruelty to animals as one crime, and the accompanying crime of promoting an exhibition of fighting animals. We have done away with Class B felonies, because that would be a $50,000 fine that would include 10 years in jail. We felt that a Class A felony, which is a $50,000 fine and a potential 5 years in jail, was tough enough. We also provide for confiscation of the paraphernalia used in the promoting and the doing of these things. So I would ask
unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute has been adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 514 by the Judiciary Committee, an act amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and establishing the crime of promoting an exhibition of fighting animals and providing for an effective date.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed for final passage.
No objection.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 514, an act amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and establishing the crime of promoting an exhibition of fighting animals and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
So, committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause has been adopted.
House Bill Number 446 by the Commerce Committee, an act terminating the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners on January 1, 1981, and reassigning its responsibilities to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senator Ferguson, and Senator Sturgileski. Senator Fahrenkamp signed, no recommendation. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I would move adoption of the Hess committee substitute. What the committee substitute does, Mr. President, is a 180 from the original House bill. The original House bill would have done away with the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners. This bill would propose, as committee sub would propose, to continue them until June 30th, 1983, which, Mr. President, was the original recommendation of the Legislative Audit Committee. Move adoption.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, Senate committee substitute for House Bill 446 has been adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 446 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Question. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 446 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 446, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray?
Just through the chair, Mr. President, what is the repealer clause? What are we repealing? Through the chairman of the Hess Committee, line 16, section 2.
All right, Mr. President, the repealer clause in there applies to the Real Estate Commission, which somehow or other got on the list having to do with the termination, continuation, and reestablishment of regulatory boards.
Senator Ziegler.
If Senator Hackey doesn't mind, I would like to pose a question to him through the chair. This is the first one of these that I can remember where we've done, as you so eloquently put it, a 180. Is it logical to assume that as Hess discharges more of these things, we're going to be in a similar position? Because if so, I think you're on the right track and doing a first-rate job.
Senator Hackman.
Yes, Mr. President, perhaps a little bit of background as to the reason for the 180. There was considerable talk last year about the composition of that board and the amount and type of work that it was doing, which didn't appear to be very persuasive for its continuance. However, since that time, there have been a couple of resignations from the board. There have been a couple of new appointments to the board, and the board appears now to be willing to assume its responsibilities, and the definite indication was that we should change our minds and give them another 3 years.
Question has been called for. Are you ready? The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 446 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 446 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 446 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause has been adopted. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. We're now under unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 535, the Fire Task Force, be waived for consideration by the Senate Commerce Committee. All members concur.
The journal will so reflect. Where does that leave?
State Affairs.
Goes to State Affairs. CRNA. All right. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I ask to be excused from call of the chair, not subject to a call from April 3rd through April 8th for personal business.
Hear no objection. The journal will so reflect. Anything further on unfinished business? Anything on the special orders? Any member having? Senator Stimson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed the privilege of the floor to make a few comments.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, on our calendar, we dealt with the Transportation Safety Commission. And as I read through the bill, I felt as if the goals were very worthy, and it sounds like an excellent effort on the state's part. I wanted to share with the body some of the information that I've gathered in the last few months as I've been searching for ways to reduce automobile insurance rates in the state. As those of you know that have looked into that isn't an easy task. But in discussions with the Division of Insurance, I came across some interesting information that I wanted to share with you. Currently on our law, on our books, law requires that after an individual has an automobile accident, he is required to get liability insurance. He is required to assume personal responsibility. And it would seem as if there's some real assurance and satisfaction in that for us, particularly as lawmakers, to know that even though we're not requiring automobile insurance of all drivers, at least once they have an accident, they are required to have automobile insurance. The catch is this: that law is not being enforced. And the explanation that I've been given is that the state is just, the legislature is not providing the funding to enforce the law requiring personal responsibility. And I think that it is a situation that requires some attention. We're having more and more problems with traffic accidents. We can point out a variety of causes, but if in fact we are not able to support the laws that are currently on the books or provide the financing to see that they're carried out adequately, maybe we have a very definite problem we need to deal with. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ray, if you
Mr. President, I request the floor to ask a question through the chair to the senator from Anchorage.
You have the floor, sir.
Through the chair to the senator from Anchorage, I wonder if he could provide myself and the other members of the Finance Committee with written documentation by the department or whoever that he indicates as saying that it's not being enforced, and because the reasoning behind it is because there's no funding. I would like to have a copy of that, and I'd like to have an official letter to us, and we'll find out exactly whether these people are playing games or whether there is a shortage of money. To my indication, or to my knowledge, and I'm sure that the finance chairman will concur, nobody's given any indication that they are short of money and can't provide the enforcement of that law. I would defer to the Senate finance chairman if on that remark.
Anything further under special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, 3 o'clock this afternoon, a work session on the practice act revision of the dental board, and also consideration of the governor's appointees to the board of nursing home administrators.
Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow.
There was tomorrow morning going to be a session at 9. I think we need to make some slight adjustments here, Senator Chaka. All right. Senator Mulcahy.
State Affairs this afternoon at 3:30 in the Bell's Room. Senate Bill 455, Senate Bill 421, HB 486, and HCR 57.
Senator Ziegler. Very good. Senator Sumner.
There'll be no resources meeting today. Mr. President, I've asked from time to time that those who are interested in particular bills and resources contact us and let us know. I'm not holding meetings to move bills, just to hold meetings.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, a general announcement. There will be a teleconference with some official at the City of Anchorage at noon in the House Finance Committee in regards to the Mayor's proclamation of disaster status in some portions of Anchorage. And Mr. President, a reminder to the body prior to the adjournment motion. Session will convene at 9 o'clock Thursday to allow individuals who may be leaving to catch the 11 o'clock flight. And of course, the Easter weekend will extend after adjournment tomorrow till 2 p.m. on Monday.
Do we have any things?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was okay. Hold on.
Change from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the unanimous consent. The Senate adjourned until 9 a.m. Thursday.
Minutes
comment.